We are joined on the phone now by Mike Link and Kate Crowley and from down in Willow River, Minnesota. And Mike and Kate, thanks so much for joining us on the Roadhouse.
Oh, you're very welcome.
It's always a pleasure to be here in Grand Marais and speak with everybody in this area.
Now, as I told our listeners earlier, Mike, you were recently retired as head of the Audubon Society of the Northwoods in Sandstone. Kate, you are a naturalist and, and an author. You are a couple.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this month, this very month, you are embarking on a rather, I'll call it rather ambitious endeavor. And that is that you are going to hike around Lake Superior. And the first question that comes to my mind for you is, why?
Go ahead, Kate.
Well, the why has now developed all sorts of answers, but the original reason was we were thinking about Mike's retirement. This was about 3 years ago, and we were hiking on the Superior Hiking Trail one afternoon, and just came up with a thought about when he retired. I suggested that he walk away on his last day, just walk away from the Audubon Center and start home on the various roads and trails. And he came up with an addition of, well, why don't I just keep going north on the bike trail to Duluth? And then at that point, we can't remember which one of us said, well, why don't we just walk around the lake?
And you understand that is a fairly large leap there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and once we said it, it really sounded neat because we didn't know at that time whether anybody had ever done that. We since have found out there are some people that have walked the roads, mainly around the lake. But it was just the idea. It was so fascinating that it kind of took off from there.
Mike, as Kate just mentioned, there have been a number of people or organizations who have hiked around the lake either individually or in kind of like relay teams.
Right.
What makes your experience a little different? And starting with most of those people were fairly young.
Well, that, of course, is a big difference as we are struggling to try to get in shape quicker than we're getting old. Occasionally I feel like I'm losing that battle. But I think that the key is, for us, we are very much research and education-oriented, and we have made partnerships with the five universities, including the Natural Resource Research Institute at UMD and Sea Grant, with Michigan Tech's Center for Water and Society, Northland College, Lakehead University, Algoma University's Invasive Species Research Center. So we have combined our age and our experience to say that we not only want to walk the lake, but we want to contribute to its future and to our basic understanding of what the lake is now. And then we have made a commitment to stay as close to the shore and on the shore wherever we can. That adds a level of difficulty walking 600 to 800 miles of sand beaches and up and down the rocks. So our effort is different in that we are only going to use roads as a very last resort and not as a regular part of our journey.
I think also, though, too, I think it is important to mention that one of the groups that did walk around the lake, it was called the Grandmother's Walk. First Nation, three women from the First Nation did this, so a number of years ago, again, following the roads. But so there were some older people, too. I want to give them credit because what they did was really important.
Well, Kate, put this walk in perspective. If I'm not mistaken, a walk around the perimeter of Lake Superior will be roughly 1,600 miles.
Right. I think so.
Put that in perspective for us. If you started out from Willow River going south, how far could you get in 1,600 miles?
Well, Mike, you...
Well, I'll add to this because I think we would
be... He's the mileage guy.
We would be probably down about halfway down the peninsula of Florida.
Right, right.
And so, it could be, and some may say, why didn't you go that route? But this is a whole lot more interesting.
Sure. Well, now, I want to remind our listeners we're visiting with Mike Link and Kate Crowley, who will very shortly be leaving on a journey around Lake Superior by foot. How long do you anticipate that it's going to take you, Kate?
About 4.5 months if our bodies cooperate, if the weather cooperates.
Now, what I know that there's some research that you're going to be doing, Mike. I know that, as you mentioned, for the various universities. How long will you spend in any one given spot on the lake?
Well, there are some locations. I think the longest will probably be in Marquette and Sault Ste. Marie and Thunder Bay, and we'll spend at least 3 days in each of those locations because we'll be doing public programming as well. This really does cover a lot of things that we believe in, and we really want to try to convey our information about the lake, how much we care about the lake, how much we want it to be there for our great-great-great-grandchildren. And you know, we want to congratulate the people who are taking care of it and encourage everyone to look at the Great Lake, at this wonderful Great Lake, and make sure that it's actually even better shape for our future generations. So we really want to meet with people and talk with them. This is part remote and part social, and that's the key to the success, I think, of
the research.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you do in those areas? There are a number of areas, for instance, up in Ontario, where I believe because of provincial parks, perhaps even a national park, there are no roads that go very close to the water.
Right.
In fact, the shoreline is pretty almost inaccessible. What do you do in those regards, and also in those places where you may be walking on private property?
Well, we are. There's a lot of issues here that are combining, and so we'll try to take a few of them. One is that yes, there is a private property issue, and we have been getting permissions from, for example, the Bad River Band, and from others that will allow us to cross some of those lands. And talking to the parks in Canada, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. But also, we will in Michigan, for example, public land goes up to the normal high water mark, and so we're going to walk that edge on a few hundred miles. At the same time, we're going to put out into the newspapers that we're coming. We want people to know we've been doing this already, but we want them to know we're going to do this, and that, you know, we're not going to camp or build fires or do anything. We'll probably cross people's land in a matter of a minute or two, depending on how big their waterfront is, but that we're trying to do this respectfully. Mm-hmm. And so we will be doing that. We've been contacting all the bands, all the governments, the parks, the cities. We have an extraordinarily long list. And then, Kate, would you tell them about what happens from Wawa to Pukasa? Because in terms of Ontario, that's the big one, and you can give them our alternative.
Yeah, there's a section of land up there, a combination of Crown land and Pukasa Park, National Park, that really, the Crown land in particular, that we discovered there is no way to walk across that land. There are no trails. There's no logging roads. It's extremely difficult terrain. And our option was, and there is a trail, kind of a coastal trail in Pukasa, but it's halfway across mm-hmm. that bulge of land. So the only option then was to walk the road, the Canadian Highway, which is miles and miles away from the lake. It would have taken us over 10 days to walk that stretch and never see the lake, and so that didn't match our desire or goals at all. So we decided at that point, rather than walk, we're going to get into a Voyageur canoe provided by Naturally Superior Outfitters and paddle from Wawa to wherever we can pick up the trail in the Pukasa.
I see. Now, you mentioned that you're not going to be camping, no fires. Where are you going to be staying at night? And obviously, you're talking about a lot of information, a lot of data collect, so forth. I'm assuming that this is a supported trip. Well, I know it is. I was on your website.
Yes, it is. We have a wonderful support driver named Amanda Hakala, and Amanda is from Cromwell, small town in Northern Pine, or actually Carlton County, and she is going to be supporting us in conducting some of the research, as well as doing programs at the parks where she can meet with the people and tell the story and add on to the communications of this whole event. So that she makes possible for us to do even more because of her talents and abilities.
And where will you be staying as you go?
Well, there are some nights we'll backpack. We'll probably about a month's worth of time we'll be sleeping out on the ground in a tent. The rest of the time we have a recreational vehicle, an RV, that is the support wagon that has been provided actually by Amanda and her family. And so we will join up with that. And that's really where the private ownership issue comes in, where we can walk along that shore, but we can't camp on people's front yards.
Sure.
And so,
now, you know, in the running world and biking world, those are called sag wagons. Hopefully that's not.
We're calling it also.
I want to remind our listeners that we're visiting with Kate Crowley and Mike Link, who will be shortly leaving on a hiking trip around the lake. One of the things that I'm interested in is, what kind of footwear are you going to use? I mean, you're talking 1,600 plus miles by the time you get done. Number one, what kind of shoes or boots are you wearing? And do you expect to have one pair last the whole way?
We are using Keens walking shoes. And I have one pair that I'm just retiring. I've been, for this last year, walking and using GPS to keep track of the miles to get in condition, and I've done 1,900 miles on that one pair, which would seem to indicate that. So we're looking at two pair for this because we're going to be carrying more weight. We're going to have more varied kinds of terrains, and so the shoes probably will wear out a little quicker than they do on the roads and trails that I've been walking and getting conditioned for this.
Sure.
We found that the Keen shoes just really work well with our feet and are really comfortable.
That is important. Kate, given the educational component of this project, is there a way for folks to be able to kind of follow you around the lake to track your progress, or will you be online doing some reporting and so forth?
Oh, most definitely. There's a number of ways. Our website, for one, which is fullcirclesuperior.org, and we'll be updating that regularly. As Mike mentioned, this young woman who's helping us, at the end of every day, we'll be coming in with a whole bunch of data, as well as our regular observations. We'll want to put as much of that as we can onto the website. We also have a Facebook fan page. We'll update that regularly. The Lake Superior magazine is, we're doing 6 articles for them. So those will be a little bit longer essays. But the day-to-day, as much as possible, it'll be more difficult in Canada, we think, because accessing internet service is a little bit spotty up there. But as much as possible, we'll be keeping it up to date daily.
There's some spots of Cook County that are a little spotty too. I better warn you.
True too. Yep.
We have noticed that.
You get a little, you know, you get outside of town and you get dial up, and that's about it. But okay, so I just want to repeat that website again: fullcirclesuperior.org.
Yes.
Now, will people be able to interact with you also? In other words, will they be able to send you a message?
I think. Well, we certainly do that right now with our Facebook.
Okay, because one of the things I was thinking as we were talking is it might be fun to try and catch up with you once or twice on your trip and just see how you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And if we can, well, we just send you a message on Facebook and
we will have our cell phones along. As far as, again, in Canada, we're still not sure what we'll have. We will have a satellite phone along for that section too, because we know there just isn't a cell phone service.
We were very fortunate that Beth and Bill Blank, who used to run Soul Bakken's there in Lutzen, have provided us with a satellite phone, and that will really fill in that those gaps and allow us to communicate from hopefully every place.
I had a vision of the two of you walking along this rugged beach somewhere on the trip, making your way along the shore of Lake Superior, both of you talking on your cell phones. The image just doesn't look good.
No, it does not. Well, it doesn't. We're going to try to avoid that. But people can email us, and sure. You know, mikelink45@hotmail.com. They can email if they have questions or requests. We are talking with a lot of people in all areas of the lake and to do these talks and presentations, and we suspect that there'll be people will show up, and especially some of the communities, and maybe walk with us a couple of miles as we're heading out, and we welcome that. We just feel that this is a people's hike. This is about people in the lake and the future. So it really is something that we are anxious. We're not looking for anybody to do full day hikes or to backpack with us or anything. We have to set our pace and take on the challenges that each of our research pieces require. And that takes that kind of, so it's a private hike on one side, but at the same time, we expect to have an hour regularly where we have somebody join in, and we'll be happy to share, because we are carrying other people's dreams with our dreams.
Oh, sure, sure. We've been visiting with Kate Crowley and Mike Link, and they will be. Now, what is the exact date that you take off?
We leave on the morning of April 29th.
April 29th. And again, about 4.5 months. I want to thank you both very much for taking time today to join us on the Roadhouse. It's it sounds like a wonderful adventure and somewhat daunting as well, but we wish you nothing but the best, and we look forward to, perhaps, as I say, catching up with you along the route.
We'll be happy to speak with you and give your listeners updates along the way if you'd like.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care.